So, hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
I think we have, what, 19 days until Mick?
T-minus 3 weeks. That's all I know. The gadget keeps
screaming.
Makes
me nervous.
At me.
Yeah.
We're getting there, though. It's exciting.
Very close. Very close.
So, we are here with the man of the 10 minutes, Scott Guthrie. And, Scott, you have been with us since the beginning of Mix. You've been involved with every single Mix. This is our fifth Mix.
Yeah. Yeah. It's. I think I was in the first keynote for, I don't know, 20 minutes, and then I've done, I guess, the first day keynote the last 4 years, so I'm going to do it again this year. So yeah, it's been every year. It's gotten better and better. So.
Well, if it be giving you more time year after year, I guess you have a lot to say.
Bigger and bigger palette.
I guess so. I don't know. No, it's a fun conference because it you know, there's a lot of good energy and there's always something new and you know it's definitely my favorite conference to be part of. So I'm looking forward to it.
You heard it here, Scott's favorite conference. So we were talking before we recorded here about the fact that a lot of viewers might not know even the full your responsibility basically at Microsoft and all the stuff that you work on.
It's pretty broad.
Yeah, it's pretty broad.
I've always been kind of focused on the developer space. So I run the teams that build Silverlight and ASP.NET and WPF and the CLR and kind of the core .NET framework and our web server and media stuff. So it's and then some Visual Studio stuff. So it's been fun, yeah.
Wow.
So it's a broad mix.
And you guys have a big year coming up. You have a lot coming up in the next few months, especially, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's killing me right now, but we have a lot of releases coming up. So, you know, we have VS10 and .NET 4, which will ship in April, which is a massive, massive new release. Lots of new capabilities with, you know, ASP.NET 4, WPF 4, CLR 4, across .NET and so on. So that'll be a major release. Obviously, VS10 is a huge, huge release from a tooling perspective. Mm-hmm. And then we have Silverlight 4, which is also coming out. Mm-hmm. And that is probably by far the biggest release we've ever done of Silverlight. And I think in terms of getting adoption, you know, there's a whole bunch of people that are finally saying, wow, this is exactly what I need. And so that'll be coming out in the not too distant future as well. And then we have things like ASP.NET MVC 2 coming out, which will ship as part of .NET 4 and VS 2010. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, there'll be some other fun things that we'll talk about at Mix for the first time that will be coming out, too. So it's been a busy last couple months, and I think the next couple months are going to be even busier, but good busy.
So an interesting part of your job is that you're a vice president of an engineering group, but you speak at all these conferences, PDC, Mix, Dev Connections. Mm-hmm. You're out there. You're kind of like the face of your division. Why is that so important to your role?
And
you
still do user groups, too, right? I'll throw that in there. It seems like you still visit user groups.
You're a very public face to your group. Why is that so important to you, what your job is?
Well, I think part of it is, you know, you can build products and hopefully great products, but you know the reality is what you know differentiates a product is A, whether or not people actually see the value in it, and if you just build something and ship it over the wall, you know people will be like, why is that interesting? And you know so going out and actually showing people, you know, I kind of like a you know code wins kind of approach or code talks kind of approach. We actually show people, hey, here's some of the cool stuff you can do. It's important. And the other thing is just getting the feedback on how to make the product better. And there's nothing like, you know, the energy of having a group of, say, 100 people or 200 people that are shouting out suggestions or asking, you know, how does this work? How does that work? And, you know, if you don't have an answer, you learn pretty quickly, oh, okay, that's a scenario we didn't think of. And, you know, and it's always fun when you do have a good answer about the current product. And that helps, I think, a lot in terms of just shaping the products and making sure that we make them better.
That's one thing I've noticed at Mix, too, you know, we have keynoters at different events who, unfortunately, they keynote and then you don't see them for the rest of the event because they've got another one they have to fly to. You're definitely a person who likes to walk the halls. I mean, you're a guy who anyone can walk up to and approach. You're very approachable.
You're there for the whole event.
Yeah, I mean, it's noticeable. Absolutely
noticeable. You and Bill Buxton. you win the prize for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's nice. I mean, that's the nice thing about Mix is both the sessions are good and usually the keynotes are good. But, you know, the hallway conversations are really the thing that I think is the most fun about the conference, and it's a more eclectic mix of people than your traditional Microsoft conference, and so it's great to hear people show off the things that we're working on, and it is all over the spectrum in terms of the types of projects, the types of customers, the types of scenarios. That's always a kind of for me a big kick of just being able to walk the halls and see cool things people have built.
And you still blog. I don't know how you find the time or where you find the time to write these big,
Seriously.
Great blog posts. You have a huge following. I mean, where do you squeeze it in?
Usually between 1 and 3 a.m. But,
sleep is for wussies.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
No, it's the blog is taking on a life of its own, and so it's...
And you write it yourself. You don't have a ghostwriter.
Yeah, I actually write it myself.
Impressive.
There's occasionally people will send me stuff and say, hey, can you blog about this product or whatever, and I might read some screenshots or something. But generally, I write every word myself, and especially for the tutorial stuff. So, it's fun. Again, you put something out there, and then people ask questions or say, how does it do this, or this is great, but you're not handling that. And part of the reason I blog is I usually get at least 10 or 12 suggestions after I write each post, some of which I realize as I'm writing it, like, ooh, this scenario is a little harder than I'd like. Mm-hmm. And you can go off and send mail to the team. And usually my team knows that they get a long, very long email from me after most blog posts. Like,
they probably dread your blog post.
Some feedback. Yeah. That's great.
This feature is great, but have you thought about boom, 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 boom.
Which is good about the feedback, too. I mean, if we talk about the keynote process kind of behind the scenes, I know you're involved in lots of keynote meetings. Yeah. We have, 3, 5 this week, seems like, because we're getting close to the event. I mean, we work with partners on early projects, and a lot of people think maybe that we just kind of write this quick little deck, we call up some partners, see if they're working on our stuff, and then we do a stage show.
I wish.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I mean, talk about some of the lead-up, some of the work that goes on.
I mean, that's kind of my point about you doing all these keynotes, is that this is a huge part. This is a huge time suck for you.
Yeah.
And you're running thousands of people on your team building all these products.
Well, part of it, part of it, I think, a big keynote like Mix or PDC, one of the things that I usually start the planning process for what I think the keynote looks like, 9 or 12 months before it actually happens.
Halfway.
And so, typically what I like to do is just sort of mentally think about what's the message we want to send and what is required to get to that point. Like, and usually there's a message around, new capabilities. And so it's like, okay, what are the cool things that are going to get people excited? And it's less about the keynote. It's more using the keynote as a way to say, like, hey, if I can't in an hour get people excited about something, then maybe we're not building the right thing. And so, how do we reinforce that we're building the right thing? Because, the crowd's going to go nuts. Mm-hmm. And then there's a part of, like, okay, the building process. Mm-hmm. Am I going to have to wade people through, writing XML or writing, a bunch of kind of ugly code? Mm-hmm. Or, are we going to have great tooling support that just makes it easy and makes people go, oh, finally I can do that, and it's not going to kill me. And, and then there's sort of, okay, how can you make it fun and get some surprises? And so, for this keynote, I think I probably started thinking about it about 9 or 10 months ago and sort of, sat down with the team and said, here's what I want to be able to show. And I said, well, we don't have that feature. And I said, well, you do now.
Congratulations.
Get started. And it's partly just, that end-to-end story. If you can't get a couple thousand people in the audience to resonate with it, then you need to change your story and you need to add those features that are going to kind of resonate. And so, I think for Mix this year...
Got a few surprises up your sleeve?
I hope so, yeah. I think we'll have a good story.
Yeah.
People
think they have it all figured out because the PDC was just a few months ago, and then there's been, unfortunately, a few leaks here and there. People think they have it all figured out. But
lots of speculation.
I'm guessing there's a few surprises at least.
I'm sure
so,
there is.
Yeah. I think it's... the next 2 weeks are critical.
3 weeks.
3 weeks. 2 weeks because I'm hoping not to do the final build before. But things. But it's I was driving over here, checking email on my phone, and saw a couple good fixes that went in based on things we need to do. So it's a lot of it is sort of how can you enable hopefully a wow experience that even people who think they know what's coming. Hopefully we'll be pleasantly surprised.
So the fun aspect, maybe this is where you were going to go.
Yeah.
Related to the red shirt.
Yeah.
Right, for folks who have
in case
been...
you didn't stand out enough as it is.
Yeah, exactly. Tell us about the red shirt. What's the story there?
I wish I had a really good explanation for it. I mean, part of it was I wore this red shirt for some presentation years and years ago. It was probably it might even been the first Mix, actually. And I have a lot of polo shirts.
It's the same literal red shirt, right, 5 years later.
Yeah, it's not just one color. I do have 3 or 4. And I used to cycle through them pretty regularly. And anyway, the keynote went well, or the talk went well. And
are you superstitious? What is this? It's like a baseball player?
It started off partly superstitious. Uh-huh. I said, it worked last time. Uh-huh. And so I did a second time. I had a great keynote the second time. And, well, okay. And then... you know, it didn't really start as like I wanted this to be this shtick. It was just something I knew. Mm-hmm. And then now when I do a presentation somewhere, you know, people get upset if I don't wear the red shirt.
Red shirt.
And so now I'm like trapped. I must wear
the red
shirt. Oh, you must wear the red shirt.
Is it an albatross now? You can't get away from it?
Right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I
want to wear a blue shirt.
Right.
I did a presentation. I've done a couple of presentations recently, and literally people were like, great talk, but where's the red
shirt? Where's the red shirt?
And so I was like, you know, now I have to do it.
Yeah.
I was in Europe in December. I did I did five countries in 5 days, and it was like 4,000 people. And it was a whirlwind tour. It was great. But you know, I had a couple events where people actually showed up where the whole audience was in red shirts and they were handing out red shirts, and it was this sort of
nightmares.
Trademark.
Yeah. In Belgium, they had 750 people wearing red shirts when they showed up.
Go Belgium.
Thankfully, because this was the fifth day, the final, I didn't have any more red shirts that were clean. And thankfully, someone, you know, they just in case, they brought one for me.
In case, that's good.
Yeah, because, you know, as I'd mentioned, I was like, you know, I'll try to, but, you know, when you're on the road and you're going different hotel every night, you can't really get it cleaned.
All right, I've got a question I got to get before our
Fast.
Timer beeps.
Hurry.
And that is, when you're walking in the bookstore in the computer section, mm-hmm. a guy responsible for so many technologies that have spawned so many books, do people recognize you? Do you get weird questions? Do you ignore that section of the bookstore? What's the story there?
I don't usually get prompted in the book section as much.
Uh-huh.
But oftentimes, what I often do is I'll hang out at a Starbucks in a Barnes & Noble and do work there with Wi-Fi and stuff. And I'll get...
groupies.
Yeah, I often get people that will recognize me or say, like, hey, are you that guy? And uh-huh. you know, it's always fun when you're wandering through a bookstore and someone's reading a book on ASP.NET or Silverlight or WPF or anything .NET related, uh-huh. and they're, you know, looking intently and taking notes. And it's, you know, hey, that feels kind of nice. And, maybe I'd wish that they didn't have to look something up. But, but it's, you know, that's kind of nice.
Good. Right on.
All right.
We made an exception.
We'll let that one run. We'll let that one run. Usually we literally stop.
Oh, really?
We wanted to hear the answer.
Good. All right, we'll see you in Vegas.
Excellent. See you in Vegas.